From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 2 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. United States Special Forces rescue the second airman from a downed fighter jet in Iran. American Special Operations teams have successfully extracted the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump confirmed the rescue early Sunday morning, calling it one of the most daring missions in United States history. This incident marks the first loss of a United States combat plane to enemy fire in over 20 years during this conflict. Both the pilot and weapons systems officer were pulled from deep inside Iranian territory by elite forces. The downing occurred during strikes in Iranian infrastructure less than 2 days after the president claimed the military was decimated. The situation has intensified scrutiny on administration strategy as the war enters its sixth week. Additional reports indicate a second aircraft and two helicopters were also struck during operations, though all crews returned safely. Iranian officials have released images of the wreckage and offered a large cash reward for any captured American personnel.
President Trump threatens to bring Iran back to the Stone Age. While global markets react, President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday, declaring that military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He warned of further escalation if a deal is not reached within the next 3 weeks. He threatened to target bridges and electric power plants, specifically citing a recent strike on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. Trump told oil-dependent nations to take control of the Strait of Hormuz themselves if necessary. Global markets reacted with immediate volatility as oil prices surged past $110 a barrel. Critics and allies expressed skepticism regarding the lack of clarity on how the conflict would end. The speech occurred against the backdrop of continued missile fire from Iran toward Israel and Gulf states. Iranian officials dismissed claims of victory, stating that key production sites remain intact. The administration has named the ongoing Operation Epic Fury, while facing questions about potential war crimes regarding civilian infrastructure targets.
Supreme Court begins hearing arguments on birthright citizenship as war tensions rise. The Supreme Court of the United States began hearing oral arguments on a major case regarding birthright citizenship. The justices will decide whether children born in the United States to undocumented immigrants automatically gain American citizenship under the Constitution. The case challenges long-standing interpretations of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to all persons born on American soil. Legal scholars from across the political spectrum have weighed in on the potential consequences of a ruling that could alter this fundamental right. The court is expected to issue its decision later this spring or early summer. Meanwhile, the administration continues to face pressure on immigration enforcement as the war in Iran dominates headlines. The intersection of domestic legal challenges and foreign conflict creates a complex political landscape for the president. Advocacy groups have mobilized to protect existing rights while opponents argue for stricter immigration controls. The outcome of this case could reshape the legal framework governing citizenship for decades to come.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting leader. President Donald Trump has dismissed Attorney General Pam Bondi after 14 months in office. He replaced her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who will serve in an acting capacity. Trump praised Bondi on social media as a loyal friend who oversaw a massive crackdown on crime. However, sources indicate the firing stems from frustration over her handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigation files. Critics argue she failed to deliver prosecutions against the president's political enemies as demanded. Bondi faced intense scrutiny regarding the release of sensitive documents related to the convicted sex offender. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense lawyer during his hush money trial in New York. He is a former prosecutor with long-standing ties to the president. Blanche stated he had not heard the dismissal was related to Epstein files in a recent interview. The Department of Justice now faces a leadership transition amid ongoing controversies and legal challenges.
Oil prices surge past $110 as war fears mount in the Middle East. Global oil markets experience sharp volatility following President Trump's speech on the war in Iran. Prices for crude oil jumped past $110 a barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply chains. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to secure the waterway themselves rather than relying solely on American forces. Energy analysts warned that any blockade of this vital shipping lane could send prices even higher. United States stock markets opened lower before recovering slightly on reports of potential diplomatic progress in the region. The lack of a clear endgame for the conflict has spooked investors worldwide. Several nations have joined talks hosted by the United Kingdom to discuss reopening the shipping lane. The economic fallout from the war continues to ripple through international markets as uncertainty grows. Central banks are monitoring the situation closely for signs of inflationary pressure from rising energy costs.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.